Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Holland, Michigan, their very own mayor, Kurt Dykstra. Good evening, Kurt. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Very good. I've got a couple of things. Well, three things, actually, I wanted to talk to you about. You're just an interesting fellow, and so is Holland. We'll start with the first one and get that over with and get that out of the way. When I talked to you in January, Holland was the second happiest place to live in the United States. Now, it went to 34th. It's certainly not because of you, however.
maybe. Well, thank you for that.
Well, no, I'm quite sure of that. Why don't you tell us how this polling and the numbers come about?
Sure. The Gallup organization every day surveys, I think, about 1,000 people nationwide and asks a whole series of questions to them. And over the course of a year, they compile all these survey results. And in kind of the Holland-Grand Haven metropolitan statistical area, I think they surveyed about 350 or so people over the course of the year, and they tabulated those results. Last year we did exceptionally well at second. This year we did perhaps not quite as well, but still a respectable mid-30s, 34 or so, which was pretty good. A little bit behind Ann Arbor, but happy to say above places like Grand Rapids and even your own Lansing and East Lansing. So we're okay. Okay.
I was going to mention that if you didn't. I was just letting you know it's okay to say that. It's absolutely okay to say that. Now, this is out of about 188 metropolitan areas, so, you know, heck, I'd take 34th.
We're happy with 34, and there were some pretty nice places below 34, and places in Florida and California, and places that we're all thinking about or planning on going to in about 2 weeks. So, 34 is not bad. And it's not too. Lincoln, Nebraska took our spot at number two, and I'll be sure to send the mayor of Lincoln a little note saying, you know, enjoy that silver medal spot because you never know what happens next year.
Oh, you're looking for it again, aren't you?
Yeah, we're gunning for it. That's right.
Very good. Does that mean you're heading south in a couple of weeks?
Sadly, somebody has to stay behind. So I think I'm that person this year.
It would be the mayor of Holland who is.
There we go. That's right, exactly.
Well, at least you know you're in the 34th happiest place to be in the United States. So that's a good thing. Another thing that we talked about when we spoke in January was Holland's Pay It Forward campaign. And back in February, I remember reading an article after it started, and it was going gangbusters. I can't imagine how it's going at this point in March. Why don't we give a little backup of how that got started?
Sure. Well, this actually kind of came out of the second happiest city event from about a year ago. And out of that, ABC News, World News Tonight with Diane Sawyer came to town to kind of learn what in the world would be happy in a place, northern U.S. city, small city in Michigan of all places. And so that was a really neat story. And out of that, a woman from Brooklyn, New York, Ramona Scott, saw the story, thought it was a great story, and sent to me on behalf of the people of the Holland area a check for $250 and asked me to just kind of spread it around and pay it forward. Well, and we thought that was obviously very generous and very kind of her. We thought, you know, $250 is no small amount, but we wonder if we could kind of create something out of this and get some momentum going. So over the course of the next few months, one of our council members put together a pretty substantial program, which we kicked off right around January when we spoke. And the idea is to go, you can go to payitforwardholland.org, payitforwardholland.org, and there are either you can order specific little business cards that are numbered, or you can print a card right from the website that are numbered. And the idea is do something kind for someone else. And if you receive a card or give a card, you can punch the number into the website and record what good deed was done or what good deed you did, and you can kind of track the card and see, you know, where it travels around the community, around the country, and even in some cases around the world.
And what kind of numbers do you have so far in terms of cards out there?
We've got probably over the numbers aren't exactly scientific, but we think there's over 8,000 cards out in circulation right now.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased with that. We had to place at least two more orders for cards. We've had requests for cards from 15 to 20 states, from about 20 different countries, some Canadian provinces. We've had teachers in other places. You know, Las Vegas, a teacher wanted a whole bunch of cards to distribute to her kids, her students, to kind of have them enjoy the program and do good things for other people. We've had folks traveling overseas and wanting a whole host of cards to take along as they made the trip to Europe or to Africa. So it's been, I think, a program that has been pretty popular and also one that helps people to feel good. And it's not a big thing to do, but even the little things, and sometimes especially the little things in life, really can make a difference in someone's day.
Well, it certainly can. And donations, have they kind of come in with some of the requests from time to time?
We have had some donations come in. In fact, our local community foundation here in the Holland, Zealand area gave us a very nice donation to get a whole bunch more cards printed up. We've had some additional donations come in, and basically everything that's coming in is being folded right back into the program to get more cards, to make sure that there's funds there to keep the website going and just to keep the program going in general. We want this to be something that isn't a one-time event, a one-month event, or even a one-year event. We want it to just keep going forward.
Well, and speaking of events, the Tulip Festival in Holland is so magnificent. Tell us when that's coming up this year.
It comes up basically the first full week in May. So it's the second weekend in May are a lot of the big parades and some of the really big events.
Wow. And the crowds that come each year for that?
Oh, tens if not hundreds of thousands for the big Saturday parade. A lot of it is weather dependent, but it's not unusual to see, 75 to 100,000 people at a parade like this. It's a very big deal. It kind of has the best of both worlds. It's a long and fun parade, but it still has a very much of a community feel to it. So you'll see lots of high school bands and, the asparagus queen from, various communities, all that kind of fun stuff.
All that fun smaller town stuff that we all love so much.
Yep.
And
this year, hopefully,
ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
This year, hopefully, we are going to have Ramona Scott in Holland for the Saturday parade. We're working out the details. It's looking like it's going to happen, but it's not official quite yet. But we're hoping that Ramona Scott of Brooklyn will make her first trip to Holland and get to be part of the parade and experience Holland with, tens if not hundreds of thousands of people waving at her.
Well, and she would certainly be a part of that happiest of places and see exactly where her Pay It Forward $250, that seed money, where it got started.
Yep.
Kurt, as always, such a pleasure to talk with you. I hope, please give me a call when there's good things happening in Holland, because I enjoy talking with you.
Will do. Thank you so much. Nice to talk with you again as well.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. We've been speaking with Kurt Dykstra, who is the mayor of Holland, Michigan. Tulip Festival coming up the first full week in May. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.